57 degrees now in Danville. We have 54 degrees in Roanoke and Salem, 54 in Bedford, 55 in Lynchburg.
So we got a phone call.
We do have a phone call, and we have an exciting event that's going to be coming to our listening area at Smith Mountain Lake. It's the Smith Mountain Lake Triathlon, and this morning we are welcoming a representative from that triathlon. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very, very good. Sorry about that. I wasn't sure if I had you on the line there.
We got Michael Morris with us. How you doing?
Yes. I'm well, thank you. I'm well.
Good.
Well, tell us a little bit about this triathlon that's coming to Smith Mountain Lake really soon, actually, May 1st.
Yes, May 1st. What's going to happen is it's a three-event sport, hence triathlon. So what we do is we're going to swim 750 meters in Smith Mountain Lake. They'll come out, the athletes will come out, they'll go to transition area where they'll mount their bike, and then they'll ride their bike for 12 and a half miles approximately.
Jeez.
Come back into transition, change into their running shoes, and then they'll run a 5K.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Wow.
That's a lot. how many years have you been doing this?
Since 1985.
Wow. Okay. All right. About how many participants?
That just means I'm old.
Is that what that means?
Yes, it just means that I'm very old.
Well, you don't sound old.
No, you sound young.
So there's that. Maybe because he runs triathlons.
That could be. I don't know.
So it's not too late to sign up, I'm assuming?
No. We'll take sign-ups up to race day morning, but you have to sign up on your phone because of the COVID things. You know, normally you would walk up to a table and, you know, sign up, but you could do it on a tablet or you could do it on your phone and sign up that morning. But, you know, always best to sign up early and you know, reserve your spot. We've got, I think, around 350 signed up so far, and
wow,
we're expecting somewhere maybe in excess of about 400.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That's awesome. So, so you also have, it looks like, a virtual race?
The virtual race is, yes, would be something where you could, you know, go and do it. Now, this is going to be a live race.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is going to be, we're going to have 400 athletes out there, and what they're going to do is they're going to put them off in 10-second intervals, two at a time.
Okay.
So that'll spread them out along the course, you know, for a long ways.
Sure.
And once this race goes, it's kind of like dominoes. Once you kick off the first domino, it's amazing how the people just go right through the swim, right through the bike. They transition very quickly. They get on their thing, and the next thing you know, they're looking at the finish line.
What is the estimated time to pull this off if you're an athlete in pretty good shape?
The winners will probably come in somewhere around an hour.
Wow.
The majority of people back in the pack, hour and a half. You know, 2 hours is not a bad time. But for those kind of distances, most of them be in the water somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes.
Right.
They'll do the bike ride in about 45 minutes or so and then run a 5K, which is, you know, 20 to 30 minutes.
And, of course, this is not the kind of thing that you want to do if you haven't been training for it.
Right, right.
As long as you know how to swim, I set it up originally almost, it's 24 years ago. This is our 24th year.
Wow.
I set it up for the weekend warriors. I mean, most people can ride a bike 12 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And 750 meters is less than half a mile swim.
Okay.
And, you know, then you can run, walk the 5K if you want. But the idea was to make it accessible and easy for somebody to come through and go, I'm a triathlete.
Right. Right. So if Mark is winded walking from the from the copier to the studio, probably not a good idea.
No.
Yeah.
Probably. Well, I'm 60.
Well, you have to be in a little bit of shape.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Not like you have to be able to do an Ironman race.
Right.
Right.
So,
right.
Exactly.
Yes,
I got you.
And it's a beginning race. It's a beginning race. Good place to go in and pardon the pun, get your feet wet.
Yeah.
I think that's
this.
Great. Like, I could see my daughter, certainly.
Yeah, an entry level.
Yeah, and I think that's good that we have things like that. Because people hear triathlon, and they're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's not something I could do.
Right.
But
well, they have a thing. They think that everything is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a marathon.
Right.
And that's the ultimate triathlon, you know, the Ironman.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what most people do. Most people, this is a really good beginning race.
Yeah.
There's a, you know, a half Ironman race, half of that distance in Roanoke coming up in June. And a lot of people will use this as a beginning race mm-hmm. or, you know, to use it as one of the training runs to do the bigger race.
What about volunteers that would, let's just say they aren't able to participate, but they would like to help? What would that look like?
Mm-hmm. Well, they can contact Virginia Amateur Sports and Dan Fouts, and they set up the thing. Kinetic Sports is the company we hire that sets up transition and does timing, and they set up all the course for us. And then we get the volunteers, and they can direct traffic, they can hand out water, they can watch the transition areas for security.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of things that people can do, and especially if you have a loved one or someone that's in the race.
Right.
It's good to go out on the course, and you can watch them come by, and everybody will come
cheer
by
them
and
on,
yell
yeah.
and cheer for them.
Sure.
That's great. One thing I want to make sure that we cover before we let you go, this event does benefit Virginia Amateur Sports mm-hmm. and the ALS mm-hmm. Foundation, right?
Yes. And yes, my buddy Dick Kelly died from ALS.
Oh, wow.
And Dick and I did this race many, many years ago. Dick died in 2009.
Wow.
And the last year of his life, I did triathlons with a bracelet with his name on my arm.
Wow.
And then I would get him a race medal and go to Dick's house and tell him how our race went, our race.
Mm-hmm.
And Dick died in 2009, and really miss him still.
I'm well, sure.
But yeah, it's yeah. a terrible disease, and the money going there goes to a wonderful cause.
Great.
Well, you also have even if you don't participate in the triathlon, you can still contribute to a very worthwhile cause, and we really appreciate what Virginia Amateur Sports does and brings to our communities here in our listening area. So thank you for that. We've put the link to sign up for the triathlon on our Facebook page so people can find it very easily. Good luck, sir. And
there's one last thing. We got a new title sponsor. We just got a new title sponsor. Focus One Financial Planning, Integrated Financial Planning,
awesome.
And they're going to be our new title sponsor. We haven't got it up on the website yet, but we're very excited about them coming in and participating and helping us do the event and sponsoring Virginia Amateur Sports.
Well,
wonderful.
Good deal.
All right. Thank you, Michael
Morris, thank you so much for being with us. And again, much safety on that May 1st run and swim and bike.
Right.
Track, so
we appreciate it, and like I said, anybody wants to come on out and watch us, we'll have a little bit of, you know, social distancing on the beach and so forth and wearing masks, but other than that, come on down. The beach is beautiful, and the race is a lot of fun.
All right.
Very good.
Great deal. Thanks, Mike.
I appreciate it.
It's that sounds like a lot of fun. I'm looking at the shot, the helicopter shot, probably done by a drone now,
mm-hmm.
but it shows the beach from, I don't know, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 feet up. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like it'll be a fun event. So.
And so I know I gave you a hard time because you got a little winded this morning.
Right.
So, I say that because I'm concerned. I know you're not doing the triathlon, but you do have the Zoom Zumba event coming up.
Oh, I do. That's right.
Yes, you do.
That's in May.
So
I should be getting in shape for that.
I know. I think we're going to have to play some, you know, like, I don't know, Olivia Newton-John, let's get physical and have you, you know, sweating to the oldies in between breaks here.
Yeah, me and Richard Simmons.
Yeah, I think that's going to have to happen.
I think
otherwise, you're not going to make it very long.
I know. This is a wonderful transition into our Happy Hooker Mixdown, I like to call it. We've been talking about the crochet thing.
The crochet stories will not go away.
It won't die.
With Kamala.
Even Greg Gutfeld.
All right, this crocheting thing is amazing. So this is how the media is looking at her during this crisis. Let's do a feature on crocheting. By the way, I love to crochet. But you know what? It does explain why she's always laughing. Because she's constantly in stitches. Also, Dana, I'm going to end on a corny joke. What did Joe Biden say to Kamala Harris when he found her in a closet doing her crochet?
What did he say?
I'm beginning to see a pattern.
Oh,
very good. Very
yes.
good.
From the folks who brought you Nancy Pelosi's wine album, watch me sip my Chardonnay. KTEL Albums brings you a tribute to the vice president who's taking the DC crocheting world by storm. Vice President Harris has been working overtime to bring you the songs that will inspire happy hookers all over the world. Songs like Pour Some Yarn on Me, The Slip Stitch is Back, and Crochet.
She don't like
Crochet. Get in touch with the softer side with the soothing sounds of Smooth Crocheter. The Heart Classic, These Skeins
go on when I close my eyes. Every trip to Joanne's, they seem to multiply. These Skeins go on, I just can't deny.
And because the vice president wants to pretend she represents everyone, we even have a song for you knitters out there. Knitting with You. Order your digital download today. Supplies are limited. Find out more at www.happyhooker.yarn.hobbieskeepmefromtheborder.com.
Turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
If you're a first responder, you know the right training can make all the difference in a crisis. At Liberty University, we know the right training can make all the difference for your future. So we're proud to offer you a 25% discount on our more than 450 online degree programs. Combine this discount with our generous military benefits if you or your spouse also have military experience. Learn more about getting the right training at Liberty University by texting DEGREE to 49595. That's DEGREE to 49595.
At U.S. Cellular, we see our customers as more than just customers. They're neighbors. When you switch to U.S. Cellular, you can get the new Samsung Galaxy S21 5G for free with no hidden requirements. As a neighbor, you deserve it. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
U.S. Cellular is America's locally grown wireless. Visit DJ Electronics, a U.S. Cellular authorized agent, located at 14805 Forest Road in Forest.
Celebrating a century of sound. Suppose you were a lonely farm kid in Iowa in the depths of the Great Depression. One day your family had scraped together enough money to buy something called a radio.
Oh, yonder cattle, Maggie.
The 1930s and 40s came to be known as radio's golden age. Listening to the radio became part of most Americans' daily lives, no matter where in the country they lived.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Today's TV soap operas had their origins on radio.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
Networks even created their own symphony orchestras. The most enduring element of radio's golden age is news. A listener in Idaho could tune in and hear what was happening in France.
The Allied forces landed in France early this morning.
The golden age began losing its glitter after World War II when television came onto the scene. But as listeners know, the pictures are always better on the radio. For CBS News and the National Press Club, I'm Sam Litzinger.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
It's 8:20. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're just talking during the break there.
We were. Yeah. About Sleepy Joe. Yep. Apparently, he's pulling out all the stops.
Yeah.
On this $2 trillion plan to, I'm using air quotes, improve America's
infrastructure.
Of course, they want to start by redefining what infrastructure is.
Yeah, only 9% or whatever is going to go to the bridges and roads.
Right.
The rest of it is infrastructure care.
So what is the go-to thing when they're wanting something and they're not able to get it and people aren't getting on board and they're like, going, really? $2 trillion? Do we really think now's the time to spend that kind of money?
Right.
What do you think the go-to thing is to get people on board?
Well, it's got to have a tinge of racism or climate change involved.
Right. Well,
if you deny it, you know.
You guessed it. President Biden is promising to address the racism ingrained in highway transportation and urban planning.
It's racist?
Yes. Our highway systems are racist.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yes. His plan includes $20 billion for a program that he says would reconnect neighborhoods cut off by historic investments.
Okay, there you go.
It also looks to target 40% of the benefits of climate. There you go. Ding, ding,
right,
ding.
Right.
And clean infrastructure investments to disadvantaged communities. So, I mean, he's really pulling it all out.
That's a new term. Clean investment.
Clean infrastructure. Everything's infrastructure.
Well, now that we've got Pete Buttigieg on the job.
Sure.
He's going to sanitize
no
it
problems.
All.
I mean, everything that they want to get in there is infrastructure.
Right.
It's going to be Planned Parenting infrastructure, mm-hmm. and it's going to be, you know, just fill in the blank.
Yeah. I mean, we literally have people from his administration saying, we can't treat the word infrastructure like we once did.
Right. We got to change the definition.
It's evolving.
Yeah. It's a human resource infrastructure, mm-hmm. and it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. But, you know, like always,
right.
if you want to get something passed and you're a Democrat,
right.
just say, well, if you don't vote for this, you're a racist.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, if you don't vote for it, and look,
because, you know, roads don't go to these communities.
Well, there are. But here's the thing. And I do think that there's some truth to this.
Mm-hmm.
During the time of, you know, the urban development and the highways and some mm-hmm. of the, and I say this because this also, you know, this happened to my people mm-hmm. in Tennessee and,
your people?
And Southwest Virginia
mm-hmm.
when the mining companies wanted to come in
right.
and they would go after the poorest people mm-hmm. for eminent domain.
Okay.
They, you know, they didn't pay them what they should. They
right.
didn't, you know.
Fair market value.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that there is some of that that happened.
Right.
In
so maybe we should just have reparations.
Not
then.
Just black or
right.
brown,
mm-hmm.
but in poor places in general because mm-hmm. they didn't have the money to fight.
Right.
So
sure.
I'm sure that there is some truth to the disenfranchisement of certain people
right.
in the decisions to build these highways because they wanted to take the path of least resistance. So
yeah.
I'm not saying that didn't go on, but the very idea that they're couching it this way, I think, is pretty
well,
ridiculous.
I mean, and I follow what you're saying, but those things happened in the, what, 50s and 60s and maybe the 40s?
No, it's always been that way. The railroads did it. The mining companies did it.
Right.
It's always been that
but
way.
But how do we make that? How do we fix that now?
Well, it's not a matter of fixing it. It's a matter of spinning a tale
mm-hmm.
that will get people on their side. And if you
so
drop the R word,
it's an end to a means or a means to an end.
Yeah, if you drop the R word
mm-hmm.
that it's, you know, it's racist to do otherwise, and, you know, give people their constituents
right,
an
right.
idea that they're going to get, you know.
Well, they'll get their slice of the pie,
right?
Even though it has nothing to do with. Because we disenfranchised you way back here, and we want to fix it now. Here's a $1,400 check, or whatever. Thomas on the line wants to talk about infrastructure. Hey, Thomas.
Hi, guys.
What kind
hey,
of infrastructure do you want to talk about today?
Infrastructure and roads were racist because I have never seen a white top highway.
Oh.
Well.
Okay, maybe that's it.
I've seen some highways named like Jefferson Highway. That's got to be racist, right?
Depends on if you're talking about Thomas or George.
Oh, well, that's true.
And if it's George Jefferson, that'd be different.
Yeah, that's true. Man, moving on
up. Yeah. Mark, you're just so technical. I got a good song for you, Mark. Eye of the Tiger. When you practice for your Zumba thing, the Eye of the Tiger, man.
I'm going to use Eye of the Tiger.
For his Zumba training.
It is Rocky III, my favorite Rocky movie.
Yeah, I'm going to make him do that going into news.
Maybe I have a picture of Clubber Lang in the background.
Maybe
yeah,
you should.
Hey, next time you got to do a song, and that song, that crochet thing was good. Mark, you need a little tune-up when you're singing it, but it was okay.
What?
It was okay.
I put reverb on it. It didn't help.
A little bit. Did you could have used a little more salt.
Okay. Did you notice the little nuances with Janet doing the remake of These Dreams and the slight echo? Did you pick up on that? Just like the original version.
I did.
He worked very hard.
Man.
I thought I was having a relapse from 1968, vibrations in my brain. But, other than that, it was pretty good. I liked it. It was very funny. It was very funny. Y'all do good stuff on that stuff.
We have fun doing it.
We do. Thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Take care.
So we're finding out more information about Dante Wright.
Oh, the young man who was shot.
Mm-hmm. We have the female officer who, the former officer.
She's kind of booked. Was she booked yesterday for manslaughter? She was wearing an orange outfit.
She was charged with manslaughter in his death. Of course, here the full details are coming out about what the outstanding warrant was for that he was trying to escape from.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you hear certain media outlets, you would have thought it was a outstanding warrant for a parking ticket
right,
or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not that anything justifies the man being shot.
No,
I'm not
all.
Saying that. But it was one of those things where you see clearly in the video,
right.
She thought she was tasing him and then was like, oh my God, I've shot him.
Right.
So apparently, Dante Wright choked a woman and threatened to shoot her if she didn't hand over $820 that she had stuffed in her bra.
Mm-hmm.
Court papers obtained show. In that case that led to a warrant for his arrest at the time he was shot by Kimberly Potter in Minnesota on Sunday, Wright was allegedly pulled over for having expired tags, although he called his mother and told her it was for having an air freshener hanging on his rear view mirror.
Right. Yeah, that's not accurate.
While checking his details, Potter and other officers learned of the warrant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they can pull you over for having something on your rear view mirror.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I mean, it may be a technical kind of thing.
I
know when I go in and get my car inspected, they take everything off my dash.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have things on your dash.
Really?
Which, that's like where my office is, on my dash. That's where I keep all my receipts. When it's tax time, I say, come on over, get in the other seat, you can ride shotgun, and we'll do my taxes.
Is that how that works?
That's where all the receipts are.
Do they make you take your little hula girl down?
I don't have the hula girl. I'm looking for the Raquel Welch version.
Why do you lie to the listeners?
I don't have the hula girl. I really don't. Although somebody tried to give me one of those times. Years ago.
And you didn't take it?
I didn't take it. I just thought it was tacky.
Really?
So I stuck with the fuzzy dice.
I want one. I want one in my little car.
Do you? Okay.
A little hula girl. Mm-hmm. I think that would be funny.
I would put a hula girl on the dash of my 63 Volkswagen microbus if I had one. The window version with the little tiny windows at the top. They go for like $45,000.
So that's probably never going to happen.
It's not.
All right. Well, I just thought it was interesting that information has come out.
Well, there's the other thing, too.
I don't know that it's going to be talked about much.
There's a second offense. He was caught with a gun another time, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, and I mean, I know there's a lot of social media posts with him posing with guns and doing the whole gangster thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So
it doesn't, like we just said, it doesn't justify the shoot. I think it was an accident.
It absolutely does not. And we're not saying that at all. But Black Lives Matter are definitely taking full advantage of that. Now, we've got a story on the other side of the news that we'll bring you about one of the higher ups at BLM.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about moving on up to the east side.
Oh, yeah, to the east side, the west side, and the central side.
Yeah, I mean,
three houses,
spending some cashola.
Big time.
Where's it coming from?
Those who donate, corporations.
We'll talk.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly McBroom is coming up with the headlines you need to know. We'll be back. You're listening to The Morning Jam on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Did you say you had another life hack? I can't remember.
I do.
Okay. You had a really awesome first one. Maybe we could share that one again. A CBS News Brief coming up next. We'll be right back.
CBS News Brief. A preliminary study from Oxford provides updated information on COVID vaccines like Johnson & Johnson's and the risk of a rare, dangerous clotting disorder. CBS's Dr. David Agus has taken a look at the results.
This particular blood clot occurs with the virus itself and at a much higher frequency than the vaccination.
The Biden administration has just announced sanctions against Russia for election interference and the SolarWinds hack. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The two presidents spoke earlier this week, and the White House said Mr. Biden made it clear to the Russian leader that he was prepared to defend America's interests.
More than 20 people were arrested during a fourth night of protests over the death of Dante Wright. Brooklyn Center, Minnesota Mayor Mike Elliott.
I ask the community to remain peaceful as we live through this tragic event.
The former officer who pulled the trigger makes her first court appearance today. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. Three families were displaced last night after a house fire in Northeast Roanoke. It happened near the intersection of Strand and Plantation Roads. No one was hurt and no word yet on what may have started the fire. The Red Cross is helping eight people in all find a new place to stay. The Roanoke City and Allegheny Health Districts are hosting a walk-in vaccine clinic today. Doses of the Moderna vaccine will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. It's happening from 10 until 5:30 at the Berglund Center. Anyone 18 and older is invited, and registration is not necessary. And about 5 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the Commonwealth. 37.5% of Virginians have had at least one shot, and just over 22% are fully vaccinated. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WCBJ 24.
Gary from Green Energy Management is back in the studio. Gary, what's new?
Well, the windows are selling really good. And for you people out there that'd like to know what a vinyl replacement window is, if you're thinking about buying or you're looking around, you can give me a call. I'll give you a price over the phone, tell you all about it. And then if you think you want to deal with me, I'll come out there and show you the window. If you say you want them, we'll do business. There's none of this, what do we got to do crap to put it in your house. So if you want to just know what it's going to cost you for an excellent window, you can get prices anywhere from $800 to $1,000, which is ridiculous. So if you're interested in getting vinyl price window, just give us a call and we'll give it to you over the phone. Call us at 434-546-0152, 434-546-0152.
Hi, I'm Leanne Harding with eXp Realty. We are your total turnkey real estate service, helping you maximize your return on investment when selling your current home while finding and designing your next dream home. When you combine our real estate expertise and design service, it will make for a smooth, total turnkey experience. So visit moyanharding.exprealty.com or call me at 434-851-9421 for total turnkey real estate.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
I'm meteorologist Brent Watts. Expecting partly to mostly sunny skies today. Cooler highs in the low to mid 60s. It will be blustery at times as well. Lows tonight at 40 degrees under clear skies. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs at 64 with a low of 40 degrees. And as we head into Saturday and Sunday, partly to mostly sunny skies. Expected daytime highs in the mid 60s. Lows in the 40s.
And currently, temperatures coming on up there. We've got 57 degrees on the south side, 55 in Roanoke and Salem, 55 in Lynchburg, Bedford, Appomattox, Amherst, Alta Vista, pretty much everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, we talked about this earlier in the show. Jerry Falwell's son, Jerry Jr., Trey Falwell is no longer serving as the Vice President of Support Systems at Liberty University, according to the LU spokesperson, Scott Lamb, no relationship. Trey was no longer employed by the university. Channel 13, WSET, reported this story a little while ago. There was a political article out there, and Lamb declined to answer any of the questions concerning some of those things in the article. So I'm sure time will tell with what's happening there. I know there's been a lot of we've got Nasser resigning now, Trey no longer there, but we have Jonathan moving in to like a spiritual leadership position. So you know, these may all be positive moves. Only time will show that.
Right. Well, a Roanoke man is dead now after he was reportedly ejected from a moped along I-81 in Roanoke County early this morning. The Virginia State Police say that the single vehicle crash took place at about 4:20, and it resulted in the temporary closure of I-81 North at mile marker 145. According to the state trooper, the cause of the crash is unknown at this time, but the operator was ejected from the moped, which then burned when it hit the guardrail. They say the victim was found near the scene. He has been identified as 38-year-old Eric Norse of Roanoke.
Wow, we were talking about 81 being just a crazy place, especially...
But on a moped?
Yeah,
why are you on a moped?
I don't know how you can maintain the minimal speed limit, which I would guess is at least 55 or 60.
Because it was so early in the morning, he thought he could
get away.
Yeah. Mm. But that's very tragic.
Sad story. Central Health is selling its 6 senior care facilities in an effort to streamline operations in a rapidly evolving long-term care and skilled nursing retirement industry. The decision was made after recent health care assessments by Centra's board and senior leadership. Centra has chosen to sell and partner with these facilities rather than operating them under the Centra umbrella. The plan means selling Guggenheimer's Health and Rehab, Summit Rehab, Oakwood Manor, Fairmont Crossing, and the Summit Assisted Living Independent Living Center. April 4th, Centra signed a letter of intent to sell these facilities to Cascade Capital Group.
The Salem Division of the Virginia State Police is warning citizens about a scam starting up around this region that involves a caller claiming to have the victim's child and demanding money for their release.
Wow.
Police say the scam circulates every few years. It's designed to place the victim in a state of panic. According to the Virginia State Police, they may even have a child screaming in the background. These calls are reportedly generated from outside of the country, but they do have what appears to be a local phone number. Multiple law enforcement agencies in the region have been receiving complaints about these calls taking place in our listening area.
Hmm.
So just be aware that that's going on right now.
Yeah, it's called spoofing. They spoof your number. That's, and I'm not sure we need to have somebody in that tells us how that works. I think
it may be time for Julie Wheeler.
Julie could probably answer this. I think what happens sometimes is when you get a phone call and nobody's there, that's when they're able to seize your number and they spoof your phone number. I mean, I've called phone numbers, Janet. I probably mentioned this on the air. I got a call and then I called the number back and they say hello. And I said, yeah, I just got a call. No, I didn't call you. And I said, well, this number, just call me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be calling you back. So it happens. It's just unfortunate, but it's just one of those things with the technology the way it is nowadays.
Right.
So it's a little crazy out there.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be where we are.
So.
All right. So we on Thursday, we share life hacks. That's what we do.
We had a great one last hour.
Yeah. Where you use a pillowcase to put over your fan blades and clean your ceiling fans without getting dust everywhere.
Right.
Because it gets everywhere. Although you did get scolded by your wife. Because you were talking about not wanting to get dust on the dog's beds.
Right.
She's like, what about our bed?
Well, I mean, I was including that was our bed. We share the bed with the dogs.
Yeah,
honey,
really.
Come on,
they
seriously.
They just allow you to sleep on
it. She's the one that gets up and lets them in. I don't even hear them, you know.
Why don't you all, why do you even bother? Why don't you just say, come on, boys, let's go to bed. That's what I do.
I'm okay with that. But see, here's the thing. Okay, they tend to be bookends on her, and then she feels like she can't move because she's afraid of rolling over on one of them. I'm thinking, let me tell you what happened yesterday. Let me tell you what happened yesterday. Getting up, okay, early like we do. All right, there's this thing I have in the house. I take a tennis ball and put it in a sock, all right, and you can use it to roll on your back to hit those pressure points, you know, or whatever. So I thought my wife put the... I thought she put the tennis ball in the bed inadvertently or whatever, okay? So when I woke up yesterday, I was feeling something, and it felt like the tennis ball. So I grabbed it and started raising it up, and something came with it. It was the rest of Oliver's body. Like, what are you doing, Daddy? Because I kind of squeezed his head and was lifting him up. And then I had to love on him for, you know, 20 seconds and say, I'm so sorry, buddy. I thought you were the tennis ball. And it's like, so I gently put him back in the bed after I got up.
After
I tried to raise him by his head.
It could have been worse.
These are like little 5-6 pound dogs.
You could have thought he was like a stress ball.
Oh, yeah, and then squeezed them.
Yeah, that would have been worse.
Yeah.
So,
but the dogs, you know, they tend to gravitate towards my wife. Oliver sometimes sleeps on my side. I mean, the guy loves me, man. He will not, if I am not up in the bedroom, he comes back down and just stands in the doorway of whatever room I'm in like, are we going? Are we going? Come on, let's go.
I know.
It's time to go to bed. So. And then I'll make my way up and I'll forget. So he'll come to the top of the steps and he'll wait. And if I take too long, he comes down. We have a split level house. He comes down those 5 steps and then he comes into the doorway of the room.
And gives you the look.
You're still looking for stuff? I thought we were going to bed.
Right. Yeah. Well, Baxter would come and get your butt and like thump you until you left the room.
Right.
He would herd you right out of there. I've been getting some text in. We appreciate those. You can text us as well, 434-248-0704, or keep our number handy and participate in the conversation. Yeah. 434-534-8500 or toll free 866-916-3776. Got a text in from Roanoke, said in reference to the highways are racist.
Yeah.
Says when Democrats prioritize street repair in low-income areas or put low-income housing next door to where they live, maybe then I'll believe them.
Well, I tell you what, you want to get an eye-opener in the 50s, watch the PBS special they did on the housing projects that were just, they were horrible.
Yeah.
And they already realized in the mid to late 50s it was a bad decision in St. Louis.
Yeah, and it didn't work.
Drugs.
Yeah, still doesn't work.
It still doesn't work. And they want to do more, though. That's part of the package is housing.
Yeah. So
I can't believe they're talking about that.
Just create a bigger monster. That's a fantastic idea. So Randy texted in reference to the BLM story.
Okay.
Wanting to know if the BLM higher up, did she just buy a small, modest bungalow?
I don't think so.
No, she didn't. Apparently, at least one BLM co-founder is cashing in. Mm-hmm. Real estate buying binge is what she's been going on. One of the founders of Black Lives Matter is purchasing 4 homes.
Oh, I said 3. I'm sorry. I was off by 1.
Yeah, get it right.
I'm sorry.
With a price tag totaling upwards of $3 million. Who knew such a noble cause could bring in so very much money for one person?
Well, it's amazing.
She's 37 years old. Patrice Colliers went on a buying binge, snagging 4 high-end homes for $3.2 million in the U.S. alone.
Oh.
And
these are in predominantly white neighborhoods, right? That's part of the story.
The progressive activist, progressive.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Was also eyeing a spot in an ultra-exclusive resort in the Bahamas.
Oh, well, good for her.
Moving in with the likes of Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods.
Wow.
She is,
Tiger's not going to be in his bungalow anytime soon.
The Nassau property is priced between $5 and $20 million. We're not really sure.
What?
Yeah. Luxury apartments and townhomes at this resort start at $5 million.
Wow.
So it just depends on, you know, what you're in the mood for, I guess.
Wow.
Or how well the propaganda's going that week and how much money's
coming in.
Apparently
it's going really well in her.
Must be going great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. She purchased a $1.4 million home in a secluded area of Los Angeles where the population is less than 2% black. She's trying to change that, apparently.
Yeah, well.
I guess that's her justification for that.
Mm.
I mean, you know how many homes you could buy for other people?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
With the money that you've spent on yourself?
Sure. Yep. That's we got Jill on line one. Good morning, Jill. You want to comment?
Good morning. I was going to cover with something else, but listen, she's trying to be there. There's got to be some people willing to spend millions of donated money to be able to stand among white people and say, we will you in Millionaire Homes. You know, right. I mean, she's down for the struggle. You can always tell.
It's a dirty job.
Get rich in socialism. Like Bernie Sanders, he used to preach against millionaires and billionaires until he became a millionaire. The only job he's been able to do well is be able to make money off of talking about socialism. It's like a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
The only ones at the top are the ones who actually get everybody else suffers, and they walk away. Don't tell me what you say. I want to see how you live. That's what you really believe.
Well, this girl's living great. She is living high on the hog.
And there's no suffering, and it really is a very scary thing. But I was talking about boycott. Somebody was talking about boycotting things. We as conservatives are just pansies. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We know these organizations that are doing some of the things that they're doing. And I was talking to someone who was, I have quietly, when Target started taking out the boys and blues and pinks and then started having the bathroom anybody could go, I just didn't make a big deal. I just stopped doing business with them.
Right.
I choose not to do business with companies.
You vote with your dollar.
To help destroy things, right? So I did that, and people talking about, well, I'm not buying Coke products anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drink Pepsi.
Right.
Well, I said, how are you doing with Amazon? You know who Amazon is? And they look at you, well, I can't, several people, well, I mean, it's just so handy.
Right, yes.
We just don't want to have any uncomfortable, their idea is not drinking Coke, but don't take my Amazon away. And God forbid you mention to them of Netflix, and they about lose their minds. And so it's like, well, I'm not really going to that far. So they know this. These large corporations know that our comfort and our ease are much better. We're not, the idea of sacrificing is so minimal to us.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm very passionate unless it inconveniences me, and then I can't, you know. Yeah, we were talking about that with the delegate process.
Yeah.
I'm right now at a food line in Alta Vista, and I don't know about the large things like that, because, I mean, as far as Walmart, was some of the people that were ahead of, were in that group of corporations that called in together and said, we're not going to be bullied anymore, which I thought was hysterical.
Yeah.
But I don't go out and say to people,
as one of the biggest bullies,
to do my business elsewhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go. All right. Thank you. Take care.
Now, speaking of that, this is an opportunity for us to remind you that when you listen to this radio station, if you value freedom of speech, if you value having a local station that gives you a voice, that tries to bring you the truth in the chaos that is national and even local headlines sometimes, it is important that you support the people who support this radio station.
Right.
Because I can tell you, there are some businesses in Roanoke and Lynchburg and the South Side that are afraid to advertise.
Right.
Because, they're too conservative. You know, that Janet, she goes crazy sometimes on the liberals. And it's true.
Yeah,
I do.
She does.
But if you hear a business on this station who is bold enough to stand up for what they believe in and who believes that everybody should have a voice, you need to support those people who are supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a business person out there, you need to, you know, we need you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a small business just like everybody else is.
Right.
And, you know, she was mentioning a grocery store. One of our new sponsors is F&L Market.
Yeah.
And they are local. They are family owned. And they're a great, they have great products. They do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to bring you Five and Dine now.
Yeah, they're going to be your new sponsor. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
And Five and Dine is brought to you by F&L Market, the only locally and family-owned independent grocery store located at 2517 Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. Well, today on Five and Dine, we are doing a pecan pie muffin. If you love the taste of pecan pie, you're going to love the taste of these little muffins. You get some portion control there. They're also great to freeze and then bring them out as you want them. I'm not going to make a whole pecan pie, but these muffins give you all that flavor without any mess or any trouble storing it later. You're going to want a cup of chopped pecans, and you're going to mix that with a cup of firmly packed brown sugar and a half a cup of flour. That's it. Mix that together. Then in another bowl, you're going to whisk up two large eggs and then add in a half a cup of melted butter. And once you incorporate that, you're going to pour that mixture into the pecan, brown sugar, and flour mixture. Stir it until it's just combined, and then you're going to spoon the batter into foil-lined bake cups. Bake them for 20 to 25 minutes in a 350-degree oven, and then transfer them to the wire racks immediately after baking them. It's all the taste of a pecan pie and an easy little muffin. That is your Five and Dine for today. You want to see the recipe? You can go to Janet's Five and Dine on Facebook and become a part of that group, or you can see today's recipe by going to the Morning Jam on VTRN. It is brought to you by F&L Market. Go by and see Todd and the crew today on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. F&L Market, their meat is a cut above.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Have you heard about Parkview Community Mission? I'm Amanda Morgan, an attorney with Gentry Lock in Lynchburg. Parkview Community Mission is a clearinghouse of solutions for hardworking individuals having trouble balancing work, health, and family. It's a connecting point to a health clinic, internet and phone service, family and child services, and other solutions that empower and improve the community. Learn how important your donation of time or funds can be at parkviewcommunitymission.org.
Sponsored by Gentry Lock Attorneys, Lynchburg and Roanoke.
Get the Mills Heating and Air Conditioning preseason AC check for only $79. Save money and energy. Mills will check for proper Freon levels, electrical contacts, wiring, and more. Only $79. MillsHeating.com.
We'll bring comfort to you.
Mills Heating and Air Conditioning.
We bring comfort to you.
It's the Morning Jam. It's 8:53, and this show has just really flown by.
I know. It's gone very, very, very quickly.
Hey, we have somebody on the line who wants to talk about BLM. Hello?
Hello. You know, there's a lot of very sincere BLM supporters, and that organization has been flooded with money from corporations. And I will just say this. And you can take this to the bank. There's nothing worse than a limousine liberal except a Marxist millionaire. Just remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. Good point.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
That was short and
that
sweet.
That was right there,
it?
Man. Right there. That's for sure.
But, I mean, you know, anytime you see something like that, mm-hmm. it just really, it's like, and I'm sorry, and I'm probably going to make somebody mad, and that's okay. When I see...
Get in line.
That's right. I'm okay with it. It's like when you see these pastors who live in mansions.
Yeah.
It drives me mm-hmm. crazy. That not that they need to live in squalor.
Right.
I'm not saying that. They should live in nice, decent homes. But when you have pastors mm-hmm. who are just filthy rich,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I got a story.
Okay.
I got a preacher story. I knew a guy that worked for a company that built churches all over the country.
Yeah.
And this guy really struggled with faith because he had done so many of these churches and had seen so much waste. And he told me about a guy that he would drive up to the building to the elevator that took him right to his office. I'm talking the elevator took the car.
What?
Two floors up to his office, so he opened his door, walk right into his office.
You have got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
I mean, this is stuff you can't make up.
And it's just like...
And look, I know that there's a lot of pastors out there who've gone on to write books and things like
right.
that, and they, you know, they get a lot of money that way.
Sure.
And I don't know. There's just something about it that just...
Well...
sticks in my crawl.
Yeah, I get you.
Anyway, there's mm-hmm. that. Hey, how about another life hack before
Let's
the end of the show?
Do it.
Yeah, because that's what we do on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a health one.
Okay.
This is a life hack on the best times to drink water. All right.
Okay. I'm listening because this is important.
All right. If you drink 2 glasses of water after waking up, it will help activate your internal organs.
Right.
Okay. 1 glass of water 30 minutes before a meal aids in your digestion.
Right.
1 glass before taking a shower helps lower your blood pressure. I'm going to say that one again.
Yes.
1 glass of water before taking a shower will help lower your blood pressure. And then 1 glass of water before going to bed helps avoid strokes and heart attacks.
Okay. All right. So waking up gets your organs. And I've heard that before.
Yeah. Yeah. And, Mark does that every morning.
Right. I do my little shot of, it's not a shot of, it's about 5-6 ounces of water with apple cider vinegar. That's the first thing. Then I do my pills, and then I chase it with some regular water, and then I do my vitamin C, which is not water, but it has water in it.
It has water in it, yeah.
And then I try to down 2 or 3 more during the day, but I'll remember the one about before the shower.
Especially, I think those last two are the most important. A glass before taking a shower can help lower your blood pressure,
right?
And then 1 glass before going to bed helps avoid stroke and heart attack.
Yeah.
Because you can get dehydrated quickly and you don't even realize it.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder sometimes if I'm not drinking enough water, if that's why, you know, you'll wake up with a headache in the morning and that type of thing.
Right.
So that glass before water, I mean, that water before bed, really.
Yeah. And I do one before bed because I do a couple of...
And let's face it, you know, I haven't been able to go through the night without having to get up and go to the bathroom since I had my children. So what difference is 1 more glass of water going to make? None.
Well, I mean, you know, our body, it runs on water because there's so much water. I mean, what's the percentage? It's crazy.
Yeah.
When we're depriving our body of what needs. And in other words, my wife says, look, you know, if you're having some issues, are you drinking enough water? Because it actually helps inflate your veins, and that includes the veins around your heart, you know. So.
Well, I've got something important that I have to do today.
What?
I'm going to put the dogs to work.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
which ones? The little ones or the big ones?
All of them. I'm gonna put them all in.
Okay.
For it, because let's face it, they've been mooching off me long enough. Your dog,
okay,
or my dog,
right,
could be hired as the new dog brew chief tasting officer with Busch Beer.
Busch Beer for
yes.
dogs?
Yes.
Busch.
They're looking for a professional taste tester to be the face of Busch Dog Brew.
Oh, you were kidding me.
Yeah.
Oh, you
have to send in your pup's picture and their qualifications. For their chance
Wait,
to
they
win
have to be
a
drinking
$20,000 salary.
Hello.
Hello, cha-ching.
Hello.
Yeah,
I'm willing to get on that private plane with my dog.
# Busch CTO contest.
We're going to Hollywood.
That's
we used
right.
to film in Georgia, but no more. We're going to Hollywood.
That's right. It's a dog brew, a beer made for dogs. They made their initial inaugural batch of dog brew, alcohol-free beer, made from bone broth. It sold out within 24 hours last year. Now they're looking for a chief tasting officer. I think this could be the job for Buddy or Dallas.
Right.
I don't think Winston and Baxter will be able to sell it. But I think Dallas.
You think Dallas?
I think Dallas could get it done.
Talking about the big D.
The big calling in the big dogs. That's right. I like it.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Wow. It never.
I don't think Oliver or and
they're.
I don't think they're going to Romeo. They're not going to do very
well.
They're
not big enough.
They're not
I think
big
you got to be. There should be an entry weight of like at least 35 pounds or something,
or at least you know 6 pounds,
or at least 6.
Yeah.
Well, my one dog qualifies. My other one doesn't.
I think I'm going to put Dallas in there. See how he does.
Yeah.
Guys, we'll see you tomorrow. Look forward to spending Fridays with you.
You're listening to the Virginia Talk Radio Network, 100.9 WIQO Forest, and 106.3 WMNA-FM Gretna Danville.